Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 14th of February 2017, and this is the 531st Moll Out Loud podcast. I can't quite get used to how early in the afternoon I need to leave home. On the evenings when I have the writer's cave, and also making sure that I eat before I go. And it's snuck up on me again today, and I realised I hadn't done the podcast either. So I've just put a pot of boiling water on, and I got the very first sweet corn from the market. So I'm going to have that tonight. There's something wonderful about the first thing of the seasons, and on the at the market, there were the first apples for this season as well as this first sweet corn. But they only had about five sweet corn on this one store, which were the very first. So that's really exciting, and that's on the boil at the moment. A nice quick bit of nourishment before I go into town. A little bit of salt, a little bit of butter, and a little bit of pepper. I know it's not entirely healthy, but it will feed my soul. Yesterday, when I spoke to you, I was talking about having this mess that I needed to clear up. And I'm really pleased to say that it's all back in one place. Well, not in one place, but in their various places, all the piles are either stacked or sorted. And it did make me realise how much I still needed to do and how much I could get rid of. But order was really the most important thing for me at the moment, and a place where it's nice to come. So I finished that this morning and did a little bit of work, but not a lot. Rather, one of the things that happened when I was moving furniture is that I overdid it with my arm. I really, really can't move furniture without feeling the consequences. So I knew it was a bad idea to do very much writing today, especially as I want to be able to write tonight at the writer's cave, and that it's such a good place to write. So I've been kind to my arm today. And because I'm working on the synopsis, I decided I'd do some more work on cards, because there's some sequencing problems. And that is much more of a thinking-writing ratio than a writing-writing ratio, and more suited to how I'm feeling at the moment. And also, I use a much bigger pen for writing cards for sequences. I use a very, very soft, those sort of felt-tip pens that have a soft brush-like tip, so they're very, very gentle on the arm, and I can fix them to my hand through the gap between the two pairs of fingers, so between my middle finger and my ring finger, and that means I can write for a bit longer. So that's been what I've been doing today, and I'm really looking forward to the writer's cave. I need to hurtle down so I can put a book into the library. My neighbour often has real finds at the library, and she lends them to me, and I've just been reading Joan Peyton Walsh's I can't remember what it's called now. A Suspicion. I will have a quick look in a second, Joan Peyton Walsh takes some letters that were written by Dorothy Sayers, about Peter Whimsey and Harriet and co, and draws on those to write a book set in the Second World War. And I think I thought it was really well done. I've read a couple of others which don't feel to me as if they've been as successful, but this one was really enjoyable. It was really felt like finding a new Dorothy Sayers, which was very, very exciting. So I'm taking that back, and I'm also need to get a few things from the health food shop on the way. So this is a shorty. This is a very short podcast, and I shall stop right now. It's 5:02. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you can be gentle with yourself if you've overdone any aspect of your body or mind, and that you can find ways to either work or think or use that creative time that uses some other part of yourself. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.